Hey, welcome in to Morning on Main Street, Southern Middle Tennessee, the show that looks at your community through the pages of your local newspaper. I'm Scott Stewart, publisher of the Pulaski Citizen, the Lawrence County Advocate, and Main Street Murray. It's been an exciting week, and it promises to continue to remain exciting for the next couple of weeks. And one of the main reasons is high school basketball. Our Southern Middle Tennessee coverage area is sending three teams to the state tournament in their respective classifications. Thursday, the Loretto Lady Mustangs start their state title bid. And then next week, the Santa Fe Boys from Murray County and Independence Boys right up across the county line each vie for a state championship. The state tournament is held each year in Murphy Center at MTSU. Good luck to all of our teams, and congratulations to those who were so close to getting there to Murfreesboro this year. Let's dive into this week's wraps with the Pulaski Citizen. In the Pulaski Citizen wrap this week, we've got an amazing young man, Talajuwon Robinson, who is this week's Citizen Spotlight. I really love to see when young people in our community are doing great things and being recognized for it. You'll find Talajuwon's photo top and center of this week's front page and his story inside this week's Pulaski Citizen. Also on the front page, funding has been approved for the long-awaited shelter project down at the Giles County Agri Park. Been talking about that since about 2019. FEMA has given notice of the funding approval for the 9,500 square foot facility that will eventually be built where the concession stand is down at the Agri Park right now. And that's all part of an update from the emergency services meeting in Giles County that was held recently. And all that meeting also included training information. And we've got photos and information on training right there on the front page this week. The Pulaski Board of Mayor and Aldermen had to approve special demolition of the windows at the old Abertain building. Adrian Forte has all that and everything from last week's City Council meeting there on page A1. And also, UT System President Randy Boyd and the UT Board of Trustees were in town recently here in Pulaski. And Randy Boyd gave his vision for the UT system as he seeks to continue as the system president. Inside, it's Around the Square Week and CNC Printing right over here across the street from the Pulaski Citizen offices. They are our Citizen Square Business Spotlight. And you get to find out about all about Ann and the crew and what they're up to over at CNC and what they have to offer. You can find out what's going on at businesses all around our beautiful Pulaski Square on the Around the Square page on A2. We've got obituaries, we've got property transfers, court docket, backwards glances, community briefs, church directory. Johnny Phelps' Giles Path this week highlights the Venomil Conway communities. There was a ribbon cutting at the Broken Bush, which is right down the street here from the Pulaski Citizen offices. Giles County Emergency Services, they look to show us ways to focus on our mental health. And Margaret Campbell has an article on gardening tools for beginners. All of that and more in this week's edition of the Pulaski Citizen. So make sure you get yours. And right now, let's kick it over to Wade and see what's going on in sports.
Hey folks, Wade Neely here, sports editor at the Pulaski Citizen, giving you a quick update of our sports section this week. And unfortunately, it's the end of the road for our Giles County and Richland basketball squads. GCHS eliminated a couple of weeks ago at the beginning of district play. And unfortunately, the Richland Raiders and Lady Raiders fell shy in their quest for a trip to Murfreesboro. Both squads falling in the Region 5A semifinals. Our front page story is on the Raider boys, who suffered, a heartbreaking defeat at home late to Eagleville, 51-48. And that does bring their season to an end. We also have a feature on the Lady Raiders as they also fell to the Eagleville Lady Eagles, 47-32. So the Raiders, despite a valiant effort, see their seasons end in the region round and will not be making a trip to Murfreesboro this season. They were not the only team in action on the hardwood floors in Giles County, however, and one team is going to continue on as the UT Southern Firehawks. They had a fantastic regular season, winning the Southern States Athletic Conference Championship, and they were already assured of a national tournament bid before they even began play in last week's conference tournament. However, They won two games in the conference tournament, knocking off Thomas University out of Georgia in their Thursday quarterfinal, followed up with a big win 70-54 versus the number 5 seed Mobile in Friday's semifinal. That set the stage for Saturday's championship showdown versus Loyola. UT Southern does drop that contest to Loyola. Very low scoring game by their standards, 51-48. But again, UTS had already punched its ticket to the national tournament, so they'll have to settle for the runner-up finish, but they know their season is going to continue. Brackets will be announced for the national tournament on Thursday of this week, and the Firehawks will be traveling. They are not chosen as one of the host sites for this year's opening round, so they will learn their opponents, potentially, if they were to keep winning ball games, that is, and they will also learn their destination, so we have words on that for UT Southern. As always, you can find good stuff from our friend Larry Woody in this week's edition, and a special bonus. We got a big game coming up on Friday, and it is basketball, but it's a throwback version as Minor Hill and Elkton Schools will hold their annual alumni basketball game this Friday at Minor Hill. Ladies game set to begin at 6, and just like the old days, the men will follow right after that. They're going to have all kinds of desserts, games to play for kids and family members alike. It's going to be a fun deal again Friday, March 8th at the Minor Hill School Gym beginning at 6 p.m. It's the Minor Hill and Elkton School alumni game. That's about all we have in print this week. Basketball is just about concluded for us, which means spring sports is right around the corner. So stay tuned. We will have much, much more on spring sports coverage of Richland and Giles County and UT Southern coming down the pike. For now, Wade Neely saying so long. If you missed any of this in print, make sure you check us out online at PulaskiCitizen.com.
Piggly Wiggly, located in Neely's Mill Shopping Center, is Columbia's locally owned and operated Cost Plus 10 grocery store dedicated to serving the community with low prices and smiling faces. Piggly Wiggly offers fresh, hand-cut meats daily, as well as daily hot plate lunches from their deli counter. You're certain to see smiling faces and a helping hand when you're here at Piggly Wiggly. Come by and check out our fresh produce, high quality meats, and more. Down home, down the street, we'll see you at the Pig.
Having a good confident smile and being able to portray that positivity to others is really helpful.
A professional family atmosphere is what we get every time we come here.
Our hygienists do a better job at kind of assessing mouths and coming up with plans than most dentists do.
They're very kind and they're very aware of other people.
I think if there's things that I would want you to leave here with, I want you to feel like you were heard, that we listened to you, and I want you to feel like that your concerns were addressed.
Since 1975, Mid Tennessee Bone and Joint Clinic has treated the orthopedic needs of Middle Tennessee residents. The trained physicians provide surgical options and minimally invasive options to treat all orthopedic needs. The walk-in clinic, OrthoQuick, helps you bypass the ER while treating sports injuries and acute needs Monday through Saturday. Visit MTBJ online at mtbj.net or on social media at Mid Tennessee Bone Joint Clinic.
Welcome into the Lawrence County Advocate this week. Man, there's so much to say about Lawrence County Advocate, I can't even get it all in. So I'm going to go real fast, and everybody hang with me, okay? First of all, for the first time that I'm aware of, Lawrence County Advocate is being sent to subscribers each week. Now, thank you to everyone who already signed up. There's about 60 or 70 of you guys out there, and to get that Advocate sent to your home each week. In addition, to the convenience of getting that at their homes, these subscribers are the only ones that are getting a special four-page comics and puzzles section that is going into the subscriber-only editions. So if you want to get that special four-page comic section, sign up for a subscription, and you can do so by calling 762-1726. There was so much great news this week, we couldn't even get it all in to the paper. I'm just telling you. But I'm going to tell you what made the cut. Congratulations to the Lady Mustangs, first of all. They punched their ticket to Murfreesboro with a dominating performance in their sub-state matchup with Cheatham County. See that celebration right there at the top of the front page this week. A story we've been working on since back in November. We finally got it done. Kerry Staggs feature on Square 40 Restaurant and the new owner, Patrina Short, who has worked there for 25 years and became the owner back in October. By the way, the food is amazing at Square 40. Just go ahead and take my word for it. And y'all know I don't miss a meal. And the atmosphere is great right down there on the Lawrenceburg Square It's a great story. It's right there on page A1 this week. Find out about Square 40 and Petrina Short. Also a great story on A1 is Sandy Mashburn's update on the efforts to refurbish and upgrade the West Gaines School. And find out about the West Gaines School, what they're trying to do with it, where they're at with it, what their plans are. It's a lot of really, really good information about the West Gaines School right there on page A1. Last week, the Flexco Company, it's a tubing and manufacturing company, announced that it would invest $17.5 million into a manufacturing and distributing facility here in Lawrenceburg. Inside, ham operators are invited to participate in the Skywarn program. The Etheridge Board of Commissioners has set a called meeting for Thursday. Summertown Utility has a tank down for the next couple of weeks, and that's due to repair and maintenance. Don't miss Ann Morrow's full page on page A3. It's got listings and a lot of other information. There's road repair information from the city of Lawrenceburg inside this week, and a kid's place is in need of donations. We've got town criers, community events. We've got obituaries, church directory, and lifestyles has Lawrence County, band competitions, and the West End Club Report. The Lady Mustangs lead our sports coverage with more on their win Saturday and the celebration of their upcoming trip to Murfreesboro. Their first round game against Westview is Thursday at 2:15 in the Glass House up at Murphy Center in Murfreesboro. Other teams got oh so close to making the tournament. The Summertown girls fell at Huntington. And although it's not in the paper this week, just Monday, the Lawrence County boys fell at Red Bank. Just so close. We'll wrap up most of our basketball coverage next week with the results from Loretta's run, as well as the region and district teams that have already been announced, and also the individual awards that were announced over the district and region tournaments. Then it's on to spring sports, right, which are already underway. So get ready for that in your Lawrence County Advocate coming up soon. Finally, this week is Lawrence County Advocate's Spring Healthy Living and Fitness section. 3 pages of health and fitness information and advice to get you moving from the winter blues right into spring. All right, that's the Lawrence County Advocate wrap. Now, there's way more than that in this week's paper. Pick up your free copy at 100 stores, more than 100 stores, all across the county. All right, and get your subscription, though, with that 4-page comics and puzzles section by calling 762-1726. And we'll be right back after this.
Piggly Wiggly, located in Neely's Mill Shopping Center, is Columbia's locally owned and operated Cost Plus 10 grocery store dedicated to serving the community with low prices and smiling faces. Piggly Wiggly offers fresh, hand-cut meats daily, as well as daily hot plate lunches from their deli counter. You're certain to see smiling faces and a helping hand when you're here at Piggly Wiggly. Come by and check out our fresh produce, high-quality meats, and more. Down home, down the street, we'll see you at the Pig.
They have always met wildest expectations as far as taking care of my teeth and my health. You know, teeth health is very important now to your heart. And I told him one day, I said, I'd love to have nice teeth and nice hair. And he said, well, I can take care of the teeth, but I can't take care of the hair. And I said, you can make my teeth? He said, yeah. I said, well, let's go for it. And he did. And I have been tremendously pleased. Dr. Hart, if you need him at night, he's here. This staff here will take care of you 24/7. You don't have to worry about, I can't get a hold of my dentist, my tooth's hurting. No, they will be here for you. And if I could get Dr. Hart to take that same artistry that he has and grow hair, then he would be double rich.
In the Main Street Murray Wrap this week, one of our new writers, Jonah Story, has the story and photo of the Murray County Special Olympics raising $13,000 with their annual Polar Plunge fundraiser. Olivia Adams has the stories on the front page this week about the new Murray County Animal Shelter Director and about a Columbia woman seeking justice for her son. Also, a 115 home development proposed off of South Cross Road in Mount Pleasant. Inside the Spring Hill Chamber of Commerce is launching a speaker series that will begin March 20th. Murray County has been ranked number 1 in investment categories, including income, investment, and business growth. Murray County native Cheryl Montgomery recalls her time serving in the White House under President George W. Bush, and we have some news from South Central Tourism. Olivia has the latest information from the Spring Hill Planning Commission, and the Columbia Peace and Justice Initiative is planning a statue of Supreme Court Justice Thurgood Marshall for the Columbia Square. See that update this week, and also see Fire Chief Ty Cobb visited some Columbia Cub Scouts recently to talk about fire safety. Don't forget that there's one place and one place only that you can find the deals each week in Piggly Wiggly, and that is in the center of the Main Street Murray A section in full color every week. I mean, this week they've got the truckload meat sale. And why, now that you know that, you're still listening to me, I will never know. Get down to Piggly Wiggly right now, find those deals, and on the way, pick you up a Main Street Murray so you'll know what the deals are when you get there. All right, so we're going to have a few extras from Main Street Murray this week. We're going to go to Mo here in just a minute for Main Street Murray Sports. Also, Olivia did a tour of the construction on the on the Murray County Justice Center recently, and we've got that coming up for you right after sports here on Mornings on Main Street, Southern Middle Tennessee. Finally, we're going to pitch it to weather after that, okay? And just wanted you guys to know that starting this week, our friends at Tennessee Valley Weather will have a weekly forecast in all three of our Southern Middle Tennessee papers. So look for that in your paper this week. And a huge thank you goes out to the guys at Tennessee Valley Weather. Now, I've got a lot of respect for folks who go and find something, a need, and fill it. And that's what Tennessee Valley Weather has done in our Southern Middle Tennessee counties. And so I appreciate them. I appreciate the fact that we get to have them on our show each week. And now we get to have them in all three of our papers. So, hey, let's kick it on over to Mo and find out about sports.
Thanks, Scott. This week's Main Street Murray, we've got continued coverage of high school basketball in the area as teams continue to make their way toward Murfreesboro and the Boys and Girls State tournaments. Eagleville knocked off Santa Fe, but the Wildcats bounced back to make their trip, their first ever trip to Murfreesboro. And between the print edition this week in Main Street Murray and our website, mainstreetmurray.com, we've got coverage of the Wildcats going down that postseason path. Columbia Central season came to an end in region semifinal action, but Independence continues as well, and we've got coverage of Loretto's girls as they are headed toward the state tournament this week as well. So, again, postseason basketball continuing for a number of our Main Street Murray coverage teams, and you can keep up with all that in this week's print edition of Main Street Murray as well as online at mainstreetmurray.com. As basketball season wraps up, spring sports get started. We've got preseason previews of our area baseball and softball teams in print this week, and again online at mainstreetmurray.com, so you can be sure and check those out both on the website and in print this week. As we get into next week's coverage, again, we will be at the Murphy Center for coverage of Loretto's girls in the Class 2A state tournament, and we will have both Santa Fe and Independence in next week's boys state tournament, so be sure and visit mainstreetmurray.com and next week's print edition of Main Street Murray for coverage of all of those teams and more. That'll do it for sports here from Main Street Murray. Be sure and check us out again on the website, mainstreetmurray.com.
Hello and welcome back to Mornings on Main Street. I am Olivia Adams, and I am joined by County Commission Chairman Eric Pervetti, and we are in front of the new Judicial Center, which is currently under construction, and we're about to take a walkthrough, which we will show you. So first of all, just a few questions. I know you were one of the many people instrumental in getting this going. Can you tell us a little bit about the history and how long it's taken to get to this point?
Well, this is a process that's been going on for a very long time, a good number of years. Multiple commissions have worked at this. The old courthouse, you know, was built, started back in 1905, 1906, and it was built for the population of the county in 1905 and 1906. And she's a grand building, she's a great building, but we've outgrown it. the last commission, the 2018-2022 commission with Chairman Don Morrow, led the way, and we put all this together to make this happen. And now the current commission is done. We gave the final okays and the approvals.
And can you tell us a little bit more about where the old courthouse is going to, just recently approved a new county museum on the bottom floor? Is that correct?
Well, that's something we're going to have a vote tonight, actually.
Okay, great.
Our county commission. So part of the plan is what do we do with the old courthouse? One of the big concerns, especially with the last commission, was that whatever we do, we have to keep that building functional. It's the most photographed building in the county. It's one of the best-looking courthouses in the state of Tennessee. It is the best-looking one, if you ask me. So I'm also working with the Historical Society. I'm president of that group. And so for years, we've been wanting to put together a county museum. So I presented the idea to the building committee a couple weeks ago of what plans we would have for that existing courthouse. Now, we have the archives expansion being built, so all the records that's in the basement, those will get moved out once that comes online. We're looking at taking that first floor and turning that into a county museum. And so there are artifacts all over the county. The question was asked, well, where's the stuff at? Well, it's at my house, it's at his house,
yeah.
It's at your house. You know, we've got all these artifacts. I just collected some more the other day from an outstanding citizen. He had just passed away, and they've passed on some of the historical documents to us. And so we'll be putting that stuff in the museum. We're looking at taking the second floor. Part of the plans for this is that the grand jury is going to stay in the main courthouse. So the main circuit courtroom on the second floor, that's going to, A, become the county commission room. The county commission used to meet in that room back when it was the county court. So anyway, the county commission will go back to the second floor. Grand jury will meet in there. And in any other overflow court situation there might need to be can go there. The mayor's office would take up the rest of the second floor with some conference rooms, and then it would be made fully ADA compliant. The third floor is that we need to supply space for our circuit judges. Mm-hmm. So when they're not holding court here, they'll have offices for their staff on the third floor of the courthouse. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to be voting on that idea to present that, and then looking, putting out an RFP to get some design renderings on what that could look like moving forward.
And also the new court, well, not new, but you will be getting two courthouse benches that are coming from the old courthouse.
So yes, we're taking two courthouse benches from the circuit courtroom, and there again, it's all about protecting the history of the courthouse and Maury County history. So we're going to implement two of the main courtroom benches, and they're going to be put in the concourse for the circuit court clerk. Actually, it provides us about a $4,000 savings by doing that, by not having to put in the new bench. I wish we could do more of that, and more of that might come to pass at a later date. But, yeah, we're definitely looking, honoring the history of Maury County and saving some of that, the old coming to the new.
From the Tennessee Valley Weather Channel, this is your weather today.
Hey folks, happy Wednesday to you. Ben Luna here with you in the Tennessee Valley Weather Center, wishing you a terrific hump day as you check out your weather today for this, the 6th day of March, 2024. Your weather today is made possible by our friends down on the square at Beasley Wealth Management in Lawrenceburg. All right, with that said, we've got a lot to talk about. Not completely doing away with rain chances for today, I think. We might squeeze out one or two sprinkles before it's all said and done with. Plus, we also have more thunder showers to get through before we get to the weekend. And then what about the weekend itself? Well, we'll tell you a little bit more about that, too, right here in your morning update. With that said, let's hop right into it. Here's a look at satellite and radar. This is over the past 24 hours. And yesterday for Tuesday, we had a lot of moisture in the area that led to quite a few scattered showers across the region. Now, a lot of that activity is out of here and gone, and we're doing much better in that department and will continue to do so as we roll through the course of today. Here's a look at Futurecast, breaking that down for you. Notice temperatures still on the mild side, staying in the upper 60s to near 70 degrees at times pretty much all day, along with a predominantly cloudy sky. Now, we do have the possibility for a little bit of sunshine breaking through the clouds, but still, I think, coupled with that and cloud coverage and plenty of moisture close by. Now, there might be one or two little backyard showers for one or two folks across the area, but that's pretty much in a nutshell how your Wednesday is going to pan out. Now, as we look ahead to tomorrow, well, that's going to be a little bit different. Here's a look at the GFS model. This is taking us into your Thursday evening. Mostly cloudy skies will prevail. Here comes more moisture, again, along with a warm front as we head toward late Thursday night and Friday morning. Now, into Friday, because of an approaching cold front, and then you also have that warmer air mass in place, we are going to increase the chance for a few thunderstorms across the area, again, to close the work week. Still not looking for any severe weather, but maybe one or two storms will track through the area. We'll watch that closely for you. Mild and partly to mostly cloudy, the outlook for today. Again, temperatures with a Parks Lumber Day Builder forecast staying well into the mid, if not upper 60s, for the entire Tennessee Valley region. Here's a check on the next 7 days fresh from the Tennessee Valley Weather Center. And again, a few spotty showers can be ruled out over parts of the area, especially east of 65. And then a few areas of rain will be here as we head toward Thursday evening. Showers and storms on deck for you pretty much all day Friday. That rain chance comes to an end on Saturday. Then finally, we'll clear out and dry out and cool down just a little bit. Looking ahead there to your Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. Notice temperatures backstepping just a bit. Mid-50s for your Sunday, low 60s on Monday. And then here comes the warm-up again by Tuesday. I am back here in the midday filling in for Kelly at noon, live with another weather update. And then, of course, Fred Gossage along the way at 5 p.m. on the Tennessee Valley Weather Channel. Here's to you having a great Wednesday, and we'll talk to you soon.
Well, I told you, it has been and it's going to continue to be exciting here in Southern Middle Tennessee. As always, we are grateful for each person who picks up or receives our papers. You are supporting your community by reading your local newspaper and staying informed on what's going on. We will always be humbled that you trust the Pulaski Citizen, the Lawrence County Advocate, and the Main Street Murray newspapers in their many forms to get that information. Thank you again, and God willing, we'll be back next week here on Mornings on Main Street, Southern Middle Tennessee. Thank you.